Watch, drag queens surround the Kennedy Center in protest of Trump's takeover. By Jerome Hudson on March 11, 2025. Hundreds of protesters, many of them clad in big wigs, makeup, and lots of leather, descended on the Kennedy Center on Saturday as part of a rally in March for drag. It was the latest in a series of protests in response to President Donald Trump's ban on Kennedy Center drag productions, many of them aimed at LGBTQ+ youth under 18. This president is demonizing a marginalized community in order to control the arts in America. It's shameful, immoral, and weak, drag artist Tara Hoot told The Advocate before the event. At a time when our artists and LGBTQ+ communities are under attack more than ever, we need to show up and speak up against this fascist takeover of the arts. Kennedy Center annual federal funding has climbed to as much as $50 million in recent years. It also regularly receives private donations. Last month, President Trump ousted Joe Biden appointed board members and named U.S. Envoy Richard Grenwell the organization's chairman. Just last year, the Kennedy Center featured drag shows specifically targeting our youth. "This will stop," Trump wrote on Truth Social on February 7. The Kennedy Center is an American jewel, and must reflect the brightest stars on its stage from all across our nation. For the Kennedy Center, the best is yet to come. A slew of celebrities and artists have since pulled out of performing shows or have resigned from the Kennedy Center board, including Grey's Anatomy producer Shonda Rhimes, actress Issa Rae, and the musical Hamilton. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.